The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 2 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Millie Narivaig. Here are today's headlines. A groundbreaking new school in Montreal, lack of diversity in Canadian newsrooms, and accusations of toxic working conditions in Laval. HEC Montreal has announced a plan to create a business school for Indigenous communities. An event is being held at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Montreal. Our reporter Duncan Elliott is on site. Duncan, this new business school is quite unique.
The school is planning to gather Quebec business groups to introduce the Aboriginal community of new forms of learning to deal with economics. This includes resources such as teachers, and advanced technologies to facilitate their future economic independence.
And what has been the reaction from the Indigenous people who were there now?
The key is that they want to make sure that the government gives them money and then instruct them on how to use it, because in the past they have just granted them money and then left them out to dry. Here is Mary Jane Cooper, who is trying to attend the school in order to develop her skills to succeed.
You need to know more like whereabouts she should be going for seeking for business and how to start and where to get funds and all that. That's what I'm here for.
What are some of the concerns facing this new economic launch?
Those who spoke at the conference are worried that the mentality to succeed economically may be a tough one to overcome. I spoke to Algonquin Elder Leonard Utzik, and he finds that this change won't happen overnight.
Aboriginal people are communal. They're communal people. We share. We're all equal. Nobody's higher than one or the other. We're all sort of like, whereas in the business world, it's dog eat dog. It's out of our way of thinking. It's not part of us. We don't think that way.
What has the mood in the room for the press conference?
Everyone had a sense of being very thankful because during the COVID pandemic, they couldn't get together. The Grand Chief Guy Deer started off the conference thanking the earth and being very respectful and concentrating on the land that have been brought up. And when numerous speakers came up to speak, unceded land was really brought up often because they believe that proper distribution of land and what they mean will help with the economic issues in order to transparency. Malia?
Thank you, Duncan. A new study reflects a lack of diversity in Canadian newsrooms. According to the Canadian Association of Journalists, white journalists make up the majority in newsrooms across the country. The report shows that about 80% of important decision-making positions do not have any journalists of color. Our reporter Sruti Mata has more for us.
For the first time ever, the Canadian Association of Journalists has surveyed 200 Canadian newsrooms and about 4,000 journalists in Canada, checking their diversity levels. Egbert Gay, the publisher of the Community Contacts magazine, a black community newspaper, talks about how the situation, even before the survey, was bad.
In all professional capacities, we have a massive and ugly underrepresentation of blacks, of minorities, of all kinds of the groups that we call cultural communities.
According to the CAJ, this is the first ever survey made for Canadian news stations to quantify the anecdotal evidence of underrepresentation. Zane Schwartz, the national chairman of CAJ, says that this is how they can start the conversation of the existing problem.
Part of the reason why we did this survey is because anecdotally, a lot of people have been pointing out that Canadian journalism does not appear to be representative of the publics that it serves.
Brent Jolly, the president of CAJ, hopes that this survey can push changes to happen in the news organizations. He hopes that newsrooms would start having messy conversations and put action into their plans for the future. The change is hoped to start with journalism schools and management in newsrooms to agree to admit and recruit more diverse people. Edward Gay says action is more important.
without the will to do it, nothing is going to change. So to be hopeful is one thing, but the, you know, to work and advocate for change is another thing. And I think that's what's more needed. So, you know.
This is Shruti Matta for Concordia News.
The Quebec government is presenting their mini budget this afternoon. The government's financial plan is expected to help fight the province's extensive worker shortage and rising cost of living. The province's mini budget will also offer financial benefits to parents and low-wage workers who have been hit hard by the pandemic. Finance Minister Éric Girard says the mini budget will introduce a state-owned company dedicated to the development of green hydrogen. Today is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. 18 women in Quebec have died of femicide this year alone, up from an average of 10 femicides per year in the province. As Kendra Sharp tells us, women's groups say the government needs to be doing more to prevent violence against women and support survivors.
During the pandemic, Asima Kabir of Amal Centre for Women said the needs of Montreal's most vulnerable women skyrocketed when they became stuck at home with their abusers. She says violence against women requires prevention, but also more structural support.
There's things that can be done to, of course, prevent intimate partner violence, and a lot of this is education and on, you know, healthy parenting or how to become good partners, but also, we need more support for survivors.
Mélanie Hederer of the Quebec Women's Federation says the government needs to be doing more to solve the problem of violence against women, above and beyond situations of domestic violence. The government needs to make this a priority. Talking about it is good. It's good to take some steps in certain areas. But when we're talking about violence against women, it's at all levels. It comes in all forms. It's in the workplace. It's within families. It's in the judicial system. It's in education. In order for change to happen, a cultural shift needs to go hand in hand with government policies, says Andrea Gunraj of the Canadian Women's Foundation.
You have structural issues that you need to change. It's not just about knowing individually. It's about making sure the structures are there so that when people individually act, things work out the way that they should.
Today, women's groups across Quebec are kicking off 12 days of action against violence on women. This year's theme is Let's Deconfine the Conversation Around Gendered Violence, a reference to the pandemic that has exacerbated this issue. From NDG, this has been Kendra Sharp for Concordia News.
The Canadian Union of Public Employees are complaining of toxic work environments in Laval. They say the city is neglecting some of its blue-collar workers. The situation could point to a larger labor issue in the city. Mzwandele Ponkana has more.
A Canadian Union of Public Employees is calling for the City of Laval to hire a mediator between the Labour Ministry and blue-collar workers. This is because the union is alleging the city of having a toxic work environment in its public works department. Union spokesperson Stéphane Paré says a mediator is a necessity.
They are not listening what we tell them. We are asking to get to the minister to try to have a person outside.
The official opposition of the city, Michel Trottier, backs these claims, saying the problem is widespread.
It's a very serious issue, and Mayor Boyer needs to take responsibility in order to improve those working relations.
Lucille Longchamps, a representative from CSN, a union which covers daycare workers across the city, said she had noticed some strenuous work environments with her work. She mentioned that her workers often face challenges with an overly high capacity of children to take care of. There are many daycare workers where that number is not respected for part and full-time schedules. Because of that, the educators are overcharged with work on a regular basis. That completely saps the morale of the workers. Paré hopes coming out publicly with the allegations will lead to more pressure on the city.
In 2021, the way the employees treating employers treating employees, they have to do it in respect. We are not in the 60s and 70s.
They will wait to see if publicizing these allegations will lead to what they say is much needed change. Mzwandile Ponkana in NDG for Concordia News.
Starting tomorrow, Quebecers vaccinated with an RNA COVID-19 vaccine can receive their booster shot. Adults who were vaccinated with the Janssen, AstraZeneca, or Covishield vaccine can roll up their sleeves once again for extra protection. The additional dose is recommended to adults who are more vulnerable to the health repercussions of catching COVID-19. The booster shot is not recommended for children for now. Not enough was done by the government to prepare long-term care homes for the arrival of the pandemic, according to a report by the Ombudsperson. This comes at the same moment as the coroner's inquiry on long-term care homes in Quebec. Our reporter, Marie-Catherine Goudreau, spoke with Sherry McLeod, director of the NDG Senior Citizens Council. She said that it's not a surprise for people who worked there and that the government should have reacted earlier.
Very disturbing, obviously, but unfortunately for people who work in this sector with this population, it's not a surprise. But I think what remains to be seen is, what the changes, there has to be some sort of follow-up. Otherwise, we're just going to repeat what led to the disaster.
Do you think that the inquiry is changing something and making the situation different?
I think it's probably shedding light for people who didn't realize how bad things were. And it's part, I think that's the awareness, the public awareness.
And what do you think is different in this situation from the beginning of the pandemic and now? Like, what has changed?
I think in general, the public has a greater sympathy for, the lives of and the experience of older people, the isolation and then the vulnerability, the level of vulnerability. And on top of it, though, it's also, I think, created even more fear, and I understand, around people wanting to remain, not wanting to be placed.
What can the government do more to make the situation better than he's doing now in long-term care homes?
Well, I think there, part of it is in a process, trying to recruit more people, train more people, hire more people, and pay them an adequate wage and have enough staffing so people have working conditions that are tolerable, not an easy job. So you're already making a difficult job, even harder when you're understaffed and underpaid.
That was Marie-Catherine Goudreau speaking with Sherry McLeod, director of the NDG Senior Citizens Council. It's that time of year again. With the holidays just around the corner, Canadians are ready to shop. According to a report from Accenture, Canadians are planning to do most of their shopping in-store this December. The report suggests that shoppers will not be holding back. Canadians are planning to spend an average of $635 this holiday season, up from 23% from last year's survey. The survey is also highlighting some generosity this season. During the season of giving, nearly 7 in 10 Canadian consumers are planning to donate to a charity. Today in sports, Kevin Durant hit the top 25 NBA all-time scorers. Alouettes players are rewarded by the Canadian Football League, and the Canadians lost to the Washington Capitals. Delphine Belzil is in live in studio with more.
Gallagher on the headman, is that onside? A score for Drouin.
I agree with you. Look,
the Montreal Canadiens lost 3-6 against the Washington Capitals last night. It was the Canadiens' sixth loss in a row. Washington had already scored 3 goals following the first 15 minutes of the game. Lee Konin reduced the gap, scoring Montreal's 3rd goal at the right end of the match. Montreal's Canadiens will be playing the Buffalo Sabres this Friday. The Sabres just lost to the Bruins of Boston last night 1-5.
Why not? Look at him go! William Stenbeck off to the races again! Until he trips and falls, denying them of a few more yards. But what a night, William.
That was William Stenbeck, Alouette player, running 203 yards against the Toronto Argos last month. The Canadian Football League unveiled All-Stars nominees, and Stenbeck earned his place for a second year among nominees. Montreal Alouette are strongly acclaimed in this year's All-Stars team, with 7 players nominated. Montreal Alouette will face the Hamilton Tiger Cats this Sunday for the semifinal. Today marks the NFL on Thanksgiving's Day. First for football's amateurs, here are today's coming games. Chicago Bears against Detroit Lions, Saskatchewan Riders against Dallas Cowboys, and Bills of Buffalo versus Saints of New Orleans.
By Harden, Durant jams it down! Kevin Durant!
That was Kevin Durant for the Brooklyn Nets. He scored 21 points yesterday against the Boston Celtics. It moved Durant into the NBA top 25 of all-time scorers. The Nets defeated the Celtics by 19 points last night.
Play now, LeBron, count it! And one!
That was some focus.
And that was LeBron James coming back on court after being suspended earlier this week. It was his first suspension in 19 years after career as he got into a fight against Stewart, Detroit Pistons player. The Los Angeles Lakers beat the Indiana Pacers last night, and finally the Toronto Raptors defeated the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday by only 5 points. And that was your sport news for today.
Thank you, Delphine. That was Delphine Belzile with our sports. Tis the season to be jolly because we have a variety of arts and entertainment news today. Metal band Cynic released their latest album, Quebec rock band Les Cowboys Fringants are playing at the Bell Center, and a large book fair starts their in-person events today. Here is Sarah Eldaba with more.
For all you bookworms out there, you might want to head down to the Palais des Congrès for Radio-Canada's book fair. Starting today, you can meet many local French authors that will be present to discuss their books, such as Pierre-Léonard Joseph and Marie-Denise Douillon. Do not worry if you cannot go. The book fair, which started on November 13th and will end on the 28th, has events online as well. With Black Friday tomorrow, many people will be hitting the big-name stores to make use of the best deals. However, if you want to support local businesses instead of the capitalist machine, you could head to the Atwater's Christmas Village to shop and get your Christmas cheer as well. Many other Montreal Christmas markets have opened their doors as well, or will be doing so soon. That was Movement from Bel Orchestre album House Music. If you like this song as much as I do, you can see them perform tonight in person at the Maison Symphonique, where they will be performing Stravinsky's The Firebird Suite and songs from House of Music with Montreal's Orchestra Symphony. Encore un jour à se lever, en même temps que le soleil la fasse encore. If that's not the anthem for Mondays, I do not know what is. That was L'Amérique Fleur by Quebec band Les Cowboys Fringants. You can get your dose of folk rock tonight at the Bell Center. Do not panic if you cannot see them today. They will also be performing tomorrow and on Saturday. More into headbanging music, fret not. What you just heard was The Winged Ones by Cynic, an American progressive metal band. Ascension Codes, the album they released today, has received over 12,000 hits on YouTube in under 24 hours. I usually do not listen to metal, but I actually like this album. There's something to say about branching out. That's all for me.
Thank you, Sarah. EXO is transporting people back to their childhood this holiday season. Railway equipment enthusiasts can board the popular Expo Rail Christmas train. The special train will consist of the old double-decker AMT 900 car, recently donated by EXO to the Railway Museum. After being withdrawn from service in 2010, the car used to transport passengers for 42 years on the city's Saint-Jérôme and Vaudreuil-Hudson lines. Visitors can also take a peek at two other commuter trains offered by EXO. It's cold out there, folks, and it's going to get colder. Montrealers can expect a mix of rain and clouds for the rest of the day, with temperatures remaining at 2 degrees. Hold on to your seats, because I'm going to use the S word. Snow is expected to fall, and fall hard, in Montreal tomorrow. Temperatures are going to continue to drop during the weekend, eventually reaching lows of -7. If you're not doing so already, now would be a good time to grab a good pair of mitts, a hat, and a warm coat. Let the snow begin. That's your news to 1140. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Milena Levesque.